computers started to come in. I was in my 50s and everything was computerized. And I was responsible for the wing structure. But as it was gradually being taken over by the computers, I lost that responsibility. I didn't know what was going on. So I thought, they wanted me to go on computers. I said, no, not this time enough. So I called it a day and I took early retirement. Worked it all out carefully and took early retirement. Looking back, I wouldn't change the job for anything. It was a wonderful job. I met everybody from the chief designers right the way down through production engineering onto the shop floor, because you had to follow the whole thing right the way through from the aircraft conception to its weighing. And I knew a lot of people, met a lot of people, went to meetings, and an awful lot of it was subcontracted. So I spent a lot of my time out on the road, going to places like Bath, Salisbury, up to Cheltenham, Bournemouth. I loved my job. I was never stuck to a desk, and I was out and about the whole time. And not only with subcontract work like that, but there were visits to Broughton. Broughton was a very popular place to go because they were building the finalising the wing boxes there, and we'd have to go up there to check them out. And places like Woodford, Herne, Hamble. And the other nice thing about the job was that most people in the design office were specialists. They would work on one particular part of an aeroplane, maybe spars. In case of Concorde, somebody would specialise on the ramps in the Concorde and somebody else would do the dump door. And that was their job. With weights, although it's just weights and a balance, you had to know the whole thing, get to know the whole aircraft. And that was nice, you know. And not only structural-wise, but systems. You had to know what systems were coming and going through the wing box.